Hi, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you to Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. As you know, every Monday I do Murdered and Missing Monday. I want to give a voice to the Indigenous community. I think that it's all of our responsibility. If one sister goes missing, it's all of our responsibility. Information for today's podcast comes from FBI.gov and KOAT7. This episode contains subject matters that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Tylan Tindall, born 1991, male, last date of contact, March 3rd, 2022. Tyler Morgan, born in 1992, male, last date of contact, January 20th, 2024. Tyra Bitso, born in 2007, female, last date of contact, November 20th, 2022. Ty Furcap, born in 1991, male, last date of contact, January 19th, 2024. Last seen in Phoenix, Arizona, Arizona City, Tuba District. Tuba City District. This is exactly what I'm saying every time. I never have enough information, and I did try looking up all these people, and I could not find any information on them. If you know of anything that has happened, or you have any information on the people I just mentioned, please call your local law enforcement or 911. I don't have enough information today, which is really a disappointment. And it's not enough information for anybody to work with. It's so frustrating that when you look on the website for the FBI or you're trying to find information and you can't find it online, and the FBI doesn't give you enough information. I won't stop doing this no matter how little information I have. Every single one of these people matter. And I will never stop doing this until every single person is brought home. People might say, well, it's so frustrating. You don't have any information. Why do you still keep doing it? Because it is a passion of mine. Because I want to help. And if this is my little way of helping, then I'm going to help. So please just bear with me. And if you can think of anything, call your local law enforcement or call 911. There's another little thing I want to talk about today, which is very disturbing over the weekend. I want to talk about an Amber Alert that happened over the weekend. And this was a horrific act committed by a person or persons. And there was a sweet little baby and I believe a little five-year-old involved. And what I found out today was the baby they were looking for in the Amber Alert, 10-month-old Elia Maria Torres, has been found alive and the suspect is in custody. Clovis police officer said when they arrived at the park in Clovis, New Mexico, they found 23-year-old Samantha Cisneros and 23-year-old Tyra Allen had been shot and killed near a minivan. I believe in the head. They also found a female, young female child on the ground with a head injury who I also believe was shot in the head. Police officers began life-saving measures and they transported the child to Lubbock Regional Medical Center. Her condition at this point that I know of, I believe she's in stable condition, but it remains unknown. But they did find the baby, and they found the person who now they have in custody. I found it to be so disturbing because you just have to be so aware of your surroundings. You know, you take your children to the park and you're there with your little baby and your little five-year-old's running around and all of a sudden you just get murdered. It's very, very scary. Please, all of you, just be aware of your surroundings. And I pray for the mother who was shot, her friend. I pray for her friend as well. And, you know, these two women, it was a very tragic story, and when I received the Amber Alert, I have to tell you, I had to read it twice to realize what was going on. Samantha Cisneros died, and Tyra Allen. And I pray for both of them. I pray for the little five-year-old, and I pray for the baby. It's just very disturbing. It's very disturbing. Thank God investigators were able to find the baby and take that person into custody. I want to thank you for joining me today on Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. And I really do appreciate you joining me every week and every Monday. I hope that you all have a wonderful week. And I will see you on Friday for the Daisy Take. And if you have any information on the people I talked about today, email me. I would really love to get family's input. Unfortunately, I just don't have that. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye.